So now let's talk about digital healthcare. COVID-19 pandemic caused global disruptions. We all are aware about it. In the provision of essential services, it affected a lot. The public health measures put in places during the pandemic were forced to shift from a service delivery model to provided an opportunity to accelerate the adoption and implement digital health solutions. We know we all were helpless. There was lockdown, there was social distancing, and there was service delivery model actually was shut down. And that was a time where digital health solutions were at a help, which evolved during the COVID-19 times. Digital health or digital healthcare. It is use of digital technologies for health, and there are numerous number of technologies which have evolved. Now, when we talk about e-health, it involves telehealth, telemedicine, telemonitoring, teleradiology. There are wearable devices, there are internet of medical things, there are diagnostic tools like robots, there are patient portals, digitalized health platforms, bioinformatic tools, and personalized medicine chatbots. So emerging technologies in AI, big data, blockchain, and genomics powered by cloud computing helped us to, you know, accept the digital technology, evolve the digital technology. The digital healthcare technologies played an important role in making healthcare patient-centric with an integrated healthcare service model. In general, the digital health refers to the information and the communication tools, softwares, application, platforms, sensors used to diagnose, manage, treat the diseases. It helps in enhancing the health process. It helps in enhancing the healthcare delivery. It improves the quality of life at, of course, lower cost and globally available. So the reach is digital health reach has evolved. It has reached to all the areas of the world. It has brought the global healthcare near each other. The WHO defined electronic health as the use of information and communication technology in support of health and health-related fields, including healthcare services, health surveillance, health literature, health education, knowledge, and research. The accelerated adoption of e-health and m-health platforms and the rapid change in the access of digital technologies have created tremendous opportunity to expand and reach and provide quality and efficient healthcare service. They achieve universal health coverage, entailing making a significant progress on efficient, accessible, quality and equitable health services while ensuring financial risk protection. Now, let's understand and talk about mobile devices and internet for digital health initiatives globally. The increasing ubiquity of mobile devices and internet connectivity offers a unique opportunity of leverage of digital health solution even in resource-constrained settings. Now, as of in October 2024, there were 5.7 billion unique mobile phone users, while in 12 million unique mobile users added in past 12 months. We see a growth of around 6 to 7 million people. So on the screen, you see how the usage of 5.7 billion unique mobile phone users were increased by 12 million in the last 12 months. 7.1 billion smartphones, where 87% of all mobile phones were greater than one as of October 2024, 5.75 billion unique mobile phone users were documented. And we see an increase of 12 million unique mobile phone users in the last 12 months. We see a smartphone usage growing at the rate of 2.5% annually. There is tremendous usage of smartphones, which is increasing day by day. The average internet spends is 396 minutes online per day. Yes, we all are using internet excessively. And yes, together world's internet users spend 1.5 billion years of combined human existing using connecting device each year. So there on the screen, you can see various data which shows us that how smartphone usage has increased, how people are using internet on the smartphones, and how the digitalization is happening globally. Now, talking about the ICT of health, there are few key components which are your wearable devices, your telemedicine and telehealth, your artificial intelligence and machine learning, your big data, your VR and AR, your RPM, Internet on Things, blockchain, monitoring and evaluation, and quality management tools. So now let's understand all these applications ahead. The application areas of digital health: improving the access and exchange of information and data in patient data management system, improved planning, organization, management of health services, particularly management of large public health data or big data. It improves health access, remote health, and quality of care. It reduces the cost. We have seen in across the slides, I have been talking about it, how it helps us reduce the cost of healthcare, how it improves the quality care given to the patient, how it improves the outcome, clinical outcomes. So, building evidence for possible policy setting, safeguard patient empowerment and safety, connection of medical devices, health worker training and supervision are few of the application areas where digital health is used currently. The data collection and reporting is another area, and also the supply chain management. We have seen in a previous chapters about supply chain management. Financial transactions, health workforce management, and clinical care are other few areas where digitalization has played and is playing a very pivotal role. In financial transaction, it helps us in provider reimbursement, salary disbursement, it helps in conditional cash transfers, it helps in creating electronic vouchers, timely providing estimate, appropriate estimate to the patient, it helps in reducing the fraudulent cases. It in healthcare workforce management, it helps us in training, deployment, retention, salary, disbursement, certification, planning and scheduling of the employees. While in clinical care area, digitalization has helped in bringing up intelligent diagnostics, remote clinical care, remote monitoring of patient, and providing healthcare at a fingertip. The real-time communication between managers and providers, and client and providers, it has improved the way the communication is happening between the collaborative team. So it helps between the managers and the providers, help us to create a treatment guideline, provide the treatment guideline update. It helps in routine health reporting, whereas in between the providers and providers, it helps us in referrals of patient, it helps in cross consultation, it helps in knowing the results of the reports or result of the diagnostic test. In client and providers, it helps us in symptoms notification, it helps us post-referral follow-up, it helps us monitoring the patient after he leaves the organization. And in public health information and behavioral change, it helps in educational messages, spreading educational messages, providing treatment reminders, and of course, post point of care jobs and healthcare information hotlines. Digital health can also be used to improve personal health through wearable devices like monitor. We all have our Fitbit in our hand, which is a part of a digital device which helps us monitor our calories, our movements, our how much we have exercised throughout the day. So digital health can be applied to prevention of non-communicable disease like including the cancers, the maternal child health, immunization, HIV, management, and essential medicines. So here overall we see how digital health is transforming the healthcare with the various technologies in the various different departments of the healthcare, and how it is bringing the patients close to the healthcare, ease to access the healthcare with a reducing the cost to travel across the world for the treatment or for healthcare needs. Now, let's go ahead and understand benefits of digital healthcare technologies. We spoke about it right now, but let's get into it more deeper. It improves access and enhances patient engagement. It improves safety and quality of healthcare services and products. It improves access to health information for health workers and the communities. It improves outcomes. It improves the clinical outcomes and increase uptake of health services. It reduces healthcare costs and also facilitates the research. Detecting and addressing social, physical, and financial barriers to equitable access to health care. Digitalization also ensures that health insurance schemes, which could make them more efficient. Digital health holds a promise of more connected, efficient, patient-centered healthcare system and has potential to expand the quality and affordability throughout the health services to the last mile. Now, when we have spoken about the benefits, when digital health objectives are aligned with the national health priorities, the development goals, and when they meet the citizen needs, let us go ahead and understand the access, improving healthcare access using digital healthcare technologies in detail. Now, let us understand one by one how it improves the healthcare access. Now, telemedicine and telehealth. Telemedicine was extensively used during COVID times. It was extensively used by every individual as there was social distancing, which increased the use of telemedicine. Patients were scared to go to the hospital, and telemedicine was a huge help to be a connect between the patient and the healthcare providers. The telemedicine and telehealth were the concepts that were exchangeable despite they were different, as telemedicine focused on provision of health services to an individual, while telehealth focused on provision and assessment of healthcare services to a population. Now, the telemedicine allows healthcare providers to consult with the patient remotely using video calls, phone calls, online messaging platforms. This is beneficial for the patients in rural and underserved areas. Yes, we have spoken how, you know, the patient in rural area is now accessible for a specialized treatment from a doctor staying in an urban cities or globally, and where previously the access was limited. The telehealth can also reduce the need for travel. We have already spoken about it. Let's move ahead. Mobile health applications. We all have mobile health applications. We have mHealth. It's a medical and public health practice supported by mobile devices. Mobile phones, smartphones, the internet, patient monitoring devices, all are connecting to the phone. They help us in personal digital assistance, and they are wireless. So mHealth supports patient and caretakers and pharmacists and other healthcare providers making use of any digital technology in addition to the devices. The key areas of using mobile phones are for health include toll-free emergencies, health call centers, toll-free ambulance services, appointment reminders, community mobilization, information of delivery of medications, connecting for the telehealth or video consultation, emergency management, and mHealth applications. Mobile health applications help patient users to self-manage their disease or conditions without providing specific treatment suggestions. Provide patients with simple tools to organize and track their health information. Provide easy access to information to maintain the health conditions or the treatment. So they help patient to document, communicate, and store the healthcare information at their fingertips on their mobile phones. It helps to automate simple tasks for healthcare providers. It enables patients to provide and interact with personal access to the personal health records, which will make them aware about their healthcare conditions and can be used in the, when they go for a consultation. They do not need to carry the manual reports because everything is available on their phone. They're tracking vital signs, fitness activities, medication adherence, all other areas where which it helps, and it provides a valuable data for both patient and doctors. mHealth also apps also offer educational resources, helping patient manage chronic conditions and making informed decisions about their health. Electronic health record is a repository of information regarding the health status of individuals in computer processable form, which is collectively primarily to support the provision of integrated holistic healthcare information of an individual. But it also subject to legislation and consent, of course, for the secondary purpose that benefit the health of wider community. EHR systems come in different forms and the sizes and aim at collecting, storing, sharing, and utilization of healthcare data by the healthcare providers and the patient and the third party players as a legal and ethical framework permit. Now, what are the benefits of electronic health records? It is fast, reliable access to healthcare services. The information available there is immediately accessible whenever required by the patient on a timely manner. The quick access to new and the past test results help us in comparative understanding of the clinical condition of the patient. It increases the patient safety and effectiveness of the care. It helps in its ability to enter and store orders for prescription, test, and computer other services in computer-based system, enhances legibility, reduces duplication, and improves speed with which the orders are executed. It helps in decision support using reminders, prompt alerts, compliance with the best clinical practice, ensure regular screenings and preventive practices. Further, talking about electronic health record benefits, electronic communication and connectivity helps in efficient, secure, and readily accessible communication about providers and the patient. It helps to bridge the gap between the providers and the patients. Patient support. It works as a patient support, the tool that gives patient to access to the health record. This would provide interactive patient education, help them carry out home monitoring, self-testing, which will improve the control of chronic conditions. In administrative processes, computerized administrative tools like scheduling systems of appointment, surgeries, it helps to improve the hospital efficiency and provide timely service to the patient, improving the patient's experience in the hospital. In reporting, the electronic data storage employs uniform data standards. This enables healthcare organizations to respond more quickly to the reporting requirements. Let's further talk about Internet of Medical Things and Wearable Devices. We have already spoken enough about Internet of Medical Things and the wearable devices. The Internet of Medical Things is described as a network of physical medical devices that use internet connectivity to enable exchange of data. The integration of medical devices and the applications that can connect to healthcare IT systems using networking technologies means that patient can still access the healthcare services by the technology without leaving their own house. The wearable devices are used to connect the patient to the physician, allow the transfer of medical data. Advantages also include early detection of systems, personalization, early diagnosis, remote patient monitoring, and adherence to medications. Now, let's talk about artificial intelligence and machine learning. Artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies can analyze large volumes of health data to identify the patterns, predict health outcomes, and support clinical decision making. AI and ML technologies enable access to services virtually through image recognition and interpretation, diagnostic assistance, generating reminders, alerts, and medications. AI technologies provide fast and accurate diagnosis, reduce human errors, enhance efficiency of healthcare services, and contribute to cost reduction as patient can get doctor's assistance without visiting hospital. AI assistants provide online care and assist patients to add the data more frequently via online medical records. It supports virtual presence of the patient through telemedicine and helps specialists to assist the patient who live in remote locations. AI-driven chatbots also provide immediate response to patient queries, offering guidance and support, and train them and resolve their queries. Monitoring, evaluation, quality management of healthcare services. At the periodic and ongoing operation, it helps in monitoring the periodic and ongoing operation to ensure healthcare services are on track. It designs to measure the efficiency and effectiveness of healthcare services and their impact on health of people. In both the cases, quality data is essential and requires setting the baseline by which the progress or lack of it can be measured. The major purpose of monitoring and evaluation is to measure the progress, aiming, learning, and improving the services. Now, big data. So big data is the refers to a large data sets which are electronically captured and stored. The big data analytics provides an insights and help us improving the outcomes by predicting the outcomes and early detection of the disease. It is reusable in the sense of multipurpose data and comprises the fusion and connection of existing databases. It helps in the leveraging the big data to find the patterns, predicted disease, which help us both medical researchers and health readers and to help form the framework of the systems. So we have already spoken about big data in a previous chapter in detail. This is just the summarization of big data, what we see here. So let's move ahead little faster on the future slides and just understand this is a summarization of our previous chapters. So geographical information systems for health. So integrated GIS in healthcare IT has 5 potential benefits, that is identifying health trends, tracking the spread of infectious disease, utilizing personal technologies, incorporating social media and improving health services. The health information exchange systems allows healthcare organization to share patient health information electronically. The patient's health information can be accessible to any other consultant available globally, which is at the different region from the patient's current location. This ensures the patient data is accessible whenever, wherever it is required. It also ensures it reduces the duplication of tests and procedures. HIA enhances collaboration among health providers and leading to better patient outcomes. So eventually, artificial intelligence in healthcare help us to improve the clinical outcome, reduce the clinical outcome, bridge the gap between the patient and the doctor globally. Remote patient monitoring devices are, we have already spoken about it when we spoke about mobile health, when we spoke about wearable devices, where we spoke about mHealth, and it is the digital devices to monitor patient's health status. So outside the traditional clinical setting, that is outside the hospital, outside the clinic, at his home, at his own convenience, where his blood pressure can be monitored, his sugars can be monitored, his heart rates can be monitored, and eventually it can be analyzed and predicted for a better clinical outcomes. So it is particularly beneficial for managing the chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. It helps reducing the hospital admissions and readmissions, that it allows timely interventions for a better clinical outcomes at the comfort of the patient's homes. Blockchain technology is being explored for its potential to enhance the security and interoperability of health information system. By providing decentralized and immutable ledger, blockchain can ensure integrity and privacy of patient data. Yes, privacy is one of the challenges, and technologies like blockchain help us to ensure that the data what is collected from the patient is ensured, the integrity and privacy is maintained. So the virtual reality and augmented reality, yes, it is a different world together. It's the virtual world where we all have played the virtual reality games or augmented reality games, and it takes us to the different world together. So the same is used in medical training, surgical simulations and patient rehabilitations. So there is an application of a physiotherapy, virtual and augmented reality application for a physiotherapy of a patient, where a patient sits in front of the screen and whatever movements is advised by a doctor is connected to the patient, and whatever movement patient does is captured by the system, and it guides the patient whether it is appropriate, whether he needs to more stretch his hands, stretch his legs, or he has to do more counts of exercises, and it tells if the position of the patient is appropriate. So now the patient doesn't have to go to a hospital for a treatment or call a physiotherapist. That treatment is available to him at the comfort of his home with the help of virtual reality and augmented reality technologies. These technologies create immersive environments that enhance learning and improve patient outcomes. Now, let's understand the challenges to digital health implementation. Digital divide, privacy and security, digital literacy, regulatory and legal framework, are few of the challenges we are going to talk here. Now, let's start with first is digital divide. Access to digital health technologies can be hindered by digital divide, which refers to the gap between the individuals with access to digital tools and those without. To address this issue, policymakers and healthcare organizations must invest in digital infrastructure. They should ensure that underserved communities have access to affordable internet and digital devices. The privacy and security, yes, it's one of the most crucial challenges what digital health is facing, and we have to ensure the collection and storage of the healthcare data is safe, it's secure, and the transmission practices to build basically the trust between the patient when his data is, he is submitting the data or he is entering his own data. It is to protect patient's information, and robust cyber security measures and data protection regulations must be implemented to ensure that privacy and security of data is maintained. But it is one of the challenges. But yes, with the newer technologies, it is helping us to overcome these challenges. Digital literacy also is one of the challenges which may be lacking in some populations. Elderly populations are not well versed with the technologies, but nowadays there are technologies like voice assistants which are helping the elderly people also to break that barrier and make them more tech savvy or technological savvy. To overcome this barrier, we have to develop and improve digital literacy and empower patients effectively to use the tools. Moving ahead to regulatory and legal framework, yes, the rapid development of digital health technology and necessitates the creation of clear regulatory and legal framework to ensure safe and effective use of governments and regulatory bodies to collaborate and establish standards for digital health products and services, to ensure that the quality and safety requirements are met, to ensure that adequate legal framework and capacity for addressing ethical issues such as digital health, data ownership, consent use, availability are critical hurdles for successful implementation of digital health, and a major challenge to full realization of the benefits of digital health related to poor fit with existing service delivery approaches. Outside the domain of healthcare sector, poor infrastructure such as unstable power supply, unstable internet, connectivity in many areas, unavailability of maintenance capacities, facilities, and advanced technologies which are not adapted to rural contexts are a critical challenges. Digital India is a flagship program of the Government of India with overall goal to ensure digital technologies improve the life of every citizen, expand India's digital economy. So currently government is working on Digital India program, where they are focusing on evolving digital technologies, reaching digitalization to every household, to every person. It is creating investment and employment opportunities. It is creating digital technology capabilities in India. It is the healthcare initiatives of Digital India include Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. This is to create the national digital healthcare ecosystem that supports health coverage in efficient, accessible, and inclusive, affordable and timely and safely manner. It provides wide range of data information, infrastructure services. It ensures security and confidentiality and has four components, that is ABHA number, health facility registry, health professional registry, and unified health interface and ABHA app. The Ayushman Bharat health account number is hassle-free method of assessing and sharing one's health records. The ABHA app is a personal health record, or personal health record is an electronic application through which a patient can maintain and manage the health information in secured and confidential manner. On the screen, you can see the number of people using ABHA and ABHA linked health records and health facilities, and the numbers are in millions. The ABHA app has reached a maximum download of 13 million, and there are 270 successful integrators as of 28th Jan 2025. We all have used Arogya Setu app. We all have that application on our mobile. It was developed by Government of India and aimed protecting us all in COVID-19 pandemic. Arogya Setu was used to schedule, reschedule, cancel the appointment to see the availability of vaccine at the vaccine centers, and it helped in a great way in driving the COVID vaccination drive. The app has now transformed the National Health App and is offering whole plethora of digital health services powered by ABDM. The using Arogya Setu users can now register themselves by Ayushman Bharat Health account and leverage its interaction and participating health providers and receive the digital lab report, prescription, diagnostic reports seamlessly from a verified healthcare providers and health service providers. Arogya Setu helps one schedule the online doctor appointment powered by eSanjeevani OPD application. As of October 2023, Arogya Setu app had 2.83 crore downloads and 93.58 crore samples tested. eSanjeevani, the national telemedicine services of India, is a step towards digital health equity. It is part of Digital India campaign to achieve universal health coverage. eSanjeevani facilitates quick and easy access to doctors, medical specialists from your smartphones. As of 20th Jan 2025, 130 specialties has established 16,000 hubs and operationalized 1 lakh spokes till date, and onboarded around 2,30,000 providers and served around 33 million patients. eSanjeevani, a provider-to-provider telemedicine platform, provides assisted teleconsultations for patients who walk into health and wellness center. The community health officers in health and wellness centers facilitate the teleconsultation for patients who are connected to the doctors and the specialties. This variant is based on hubs and spokes model. It empowers the citizen to access health services in confines of their home through smartphone or laptops. Covin was launched to strengthen the COVID-19 vaccine. It is a digital platform used to effectively roll out and scale up mechanism for COVID vaccine distribution. It was a software which was used is a robust, dependable and agile technology which offers anytime, anywhere registration for COVID-19 vaccination. The Next Gen e-Hospital. The Next Gen e-Hospital, e-Blood Bank and ORS applications developed by National Informatics System under MOHFW's Digital India umbrella exemplify the Government of India's digital health initiative. The Next Gen application, hosted on the cloud, Meghraj at the National Data Center, adheres to global health network standards, ensuring seamless interoperability and data exchange among healthcare providers. The application continues to evolve every day with continuous functional and technical upgrades. It's a web-based interface coupled with modules catering various healthcare facilities, including your OPD, IPD, billing, laboratory services, diagnostic services, underscores its versatility in addressing the diverse needs of healthcare institutions. The integration of eBlood Bank enhances its utility and offering to citizens convenient access to the services. Portion Tracker is a mobile-based application by Ministry of Women and Child Development of Government of India, which was launched on 1st March 2021 through the National E-Governance Division. The Portion Tracker is a technology being leveraged for dynamic identification of stunting, wasting and underweight prevalence among children and last-mile tracking of nutrition service delivery. The job aid to the Anganwadi worker for efficient delivery of services along with the reflection of their efforts. The critical and beneficiary-centric service delivery application under Portion Tracker promotes real-time data with analytics. Online Registration System. Online Registration System is a Digital India initiative that aims to provide online access to hospital services for the patient integrated with Ayushman Bharat Health account. The system is a framework to link various hospitals. So it links various hospitals across the country for online appointment. It helps in getting consultation, whether counter-based OPD registration and appointment system through hospital management information system. The application has been hosted on the cloud services of NIC. The portal facilitates online appointment with various departments of different hospitals using ABHA. ORS, as of 20th Jan 2025, have registered 747 hospitals and have provided services to more than 1 million patients. E-Raktakosh or E-Blood Bank is a centralized blood bank management system that was inaugurated on April 7, 2016 for automation of blood bank. It is a web-based application with Aadhaar linkage facility. It allows six major components for the management of blood donation life cycle. The biometric donor management system identifies, tracking and blocking donor based on donor's health, donation and history. It provides features such as blood grouping, TTI screening, antibody screening, component preparation as per processes and rules. The centralized blood inventory management system keeps tracks of the blood stock across numerous blood banks. And biomedical waste management system for disposal of discarded blood and waste generated during this process. The generation of red blood group donor registries and generation of regular repeat donors. Alerts and notification systems when there is requirement of the blood and to the basically donors, so that they can come and provide or donate the blood. Thank you.